Senior Story, The Invitation. Chapter 7, The Flute. Saying goodbye to Eldar had brought Sherita to tears. She longed for a fellow traveler to share her journey, but she had assured the woman she would keep watch for her daughter at their home. She yearned for sleep, but was fearful she might miss the cries of the child if by chance she passed by. When dawn finally arrived, Sherita unfolded the parchment, searching for comfort. She had it memorized, but holding it in her hands reminded her of Eternal One's presence and his invitation to come. The Eternal One watches everything you do. He gives strength to those who follow his truth completely. "I need strength," she said, facing the peak of Mount Amarant. "Have I not followed your truth completely?" While she folded the parchment, a memory of her mother emerged. She was singing a lullaby as she held little Sherita, comforting her after a fall. A flute hung on a hook nearby, the very flute Sherita had packed for her journey. It was just what she needed. She played endless lullabies that brought hope and joy. Time passed without notice. At some point, Sherita became aware of a presence nearby. Glancing about, she discovered a small child curled up behind her, sleeping peacefully. Little Thea had heard the soft notes from afar and followed them home. Thea and Sherita became fast friends. From what she could understand, Thea had ventured outside the cabin that morning. A few hazelnuts remained on the stump, and she began eating them. A chipmunk soon joined the feast, but according to Thea, he didn't share. He ated him up, and then he ran away fast. She dramatized each part of her story with such funny expressions, it was all Sherita could do to hold back her laughter and appear serious. The day passed quickly as they played and giggled their way through it. When night drew near, Thea brought Sherita her flute and gently placed it on her lap. Lullabies echoed out into the darkness long after Thea's eyes closed. A bright moon rose, but neither girl noticed. Curled up side by side, they were sound asleep.